From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
Keep quiet when you would rather give your wife a piece of your mind. Even though you don't have many pieces in your mind left to give, God sees that action to your faith because you've been praying for a better marriage. You understand? When you pass by the dessert table and you, get thee behind me, Satan, and you keep going. God sees that because you've been praying about losing weight. God sees that action. Oh, now we're getting down to business, aren't we? All right, so we better move on.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. You might remember the story of Joshua, a guy who spent 40 years in the wilderness waiting for a promise from God to come to pass. Well, today, Pastor Wayne will give us a new definition for the word faith. It's all about taking action on God's promises. Here he is with a message entitled, Faith Lessons from Joshua.
Would you take out your notes? We're going to continue in our series called The Avenue of the Giants, where way over here in chapter 11, we're going to take the patriarchs and matriarchs of faith and find that one lesson of faith, that one facet of faith that they distill into their life, and we then receive it so that what took them a lifetime to learn, we can harvest it in these next few weeks to develop our faith. And I want to, as I talk about faith, I want to make it really simple. Really simple. Because I don't like complex things. I like the simplicity of things. And if you think about it, Jesus came from heaven to make God simple so that we can understand him. He didn't try to come and take that universal creator, the one who understands biochemistry and put together the galaxies and bring some complex algorithm that we could not understand or grasp. He instead came and lived as one of us so that we can live as one of his and to make the things of God simple. And so that's what I want to do. We've all heard that illustration I'm sure it's a well-worn story, but a farmer who went camping with his grandson, and his grandson was newly graduated from college with several degrees, so he was known to be pretty brilliant. And so they set up their tent before this beautiful lake and had dinner around the campfire, and then crawled into the tent and soon fell asleep. But about 2:30 in the morning, the grandfather elbows his grandson, and the grandson says, "What, Grandpa?" He says, "Look up. What do you see?" He says, "Well, a dazzling display of stars, Grandpa." He said, No. What does that tell you?" He said, "Well, Grandpa, astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies out there with billions of stars. Meteorologically, it tells me that tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. And theologically, it tells me that God is a creator of a grand universe." "Grandpa," he said, "what does it tell you?" And his grandfather shook his head. "It tells me that somebody just stole our tent." We think God likes it complex. He doesn't. Just simple. You know? And if we're not careful, we can miss the beauty of God because we've lost the simplicity of it. Well, take out your Bibles with me, and we're going to say what this is. You thought I'd forget, huh? You guys just said, "Well, we don't have to bring our Bible." Yeah. Hold up your Bibles if you brought them. All right. The rest of you next week. All right, here we go. Let's recite the Bible creed. Go. "This is my Bible, the Word of God. And I boldly declare that this is the highest law in the land. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it says I do." Why? "For I am a citizen of..." Give yourselves a hand. Great job. Well, today I want to talk about very simple message, and that is putting action to what you believe. Putting action to your faith. Putting action to what you're convinced about. You know, I hear a lot about people praying, and that's good. I hope you pray. And we espouse that. I hear so much about people hoping and believing. But today I want to talk about one of the steps of faith that we often miss And this is the key to seeing God do extraordinary things with our faith. And that is this. There's this one step. When we put feet to our faith, when we put boots to our belief, that's when something extraordinary happens. I want to talk about that because it sounds practical, but it's very spiritual. For example, are you struggling with addiction? You can hope and believe for healing, but I would ask you, are you involved in a recovery program? Because you see, if you don't put action to your faith, you can hope and believe for a long time. Have you lost your job? Are you hoping and believing for a new one? My question is, do you have your resume? And are you knocking on doors? You understand that action part to faith? Otherwise, it's going to be something that you're going to have to just wait on and wait on until action takes place. Is your spouse treating you badly? Are you treating them the same way they're treating you? Or are you treating them the way you want to be treated? Are you putting action to your faith? How many times I hear people say, oh God, help me get out of this slump. Help me get my joy back. And it's a wonderful prayer, and they're hoping and they're believing for that resurgence. That's nice, but you can do that till the dogs come home. Versus someone saying, I'm going to get up. He gets up. He dusts himself off. He squares his shoulders. And he says, it's a new day. Jesus is on the throne. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's time to get moving. You see, God sees that. He says, oh, he has faith, but he's just put what to his faith? Action and feet to his faith and boots to his belief. And now something extraordinary happens. Listen carefully. God is not moved by our needs. Oh, he's concerned about them. Very concerned. But God is not moved by our need. Check the Bible. He's moved by our faith. As is thy faith, so shall it be done to you. Well, what happened? That lady came to him and tugged on his toga. A blind man came and said, Lord, have mercy on me. The people with leprosy, when he said, go your way, show yourself to the priest, they put action to their faith, and on their way, they were healed. What was that missing step? Action to your faith. I want to talk about that and how critical and how crucial that is. In Hebrews chapter 11, where God archives the men and women of faith and the lesson that they want to transfer to you and me, you're going to find today Joshua, but Joshua is not going to be mentioned by name. He's going to be mentioned by action. Pretty interesting. I mean, I was looking for Joshua in Hebrews 11. He's not there by name, but his action is there. And I thought, wow, that's a message in itself. That God actually put the action of Joshua, because that's his life message. His life message is found in this verse at the top of your notes. Would you read it with me? Go. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7. Now, who was it that was leading that whole charge? Joshua. How do you think it was encircled for 7 days? You see, God had promised them that they would conquer Jericho. The promise was there. But what released, what made that promise come to pass? It was boots on the ground for 7 days. What if they just stood there and said, well, we're hoping it'll come down. We believe that it come down. Come down, come down, come down. It would not have come down until they what? Put boots on the ground 7 days and then whammo. And that is put in Hebrews 11, God saying, got the message? Got the message? You see, I want to talk about putting boots to your belief and action to your faith. Because the bottom line is, when God sees action behind what we believe, things extraordinary happen. You see, Bible says, so God so loved the world that he just emoted over people. God so loved the world that he looked over the whitened banister of heaven and said, come on, get it together. God so loved the world that he... Action. Action. You couple those two together, something extraordinary takes place. See, God sees the action behind your faith. That's the key. Some people have been praying for a promotion, praying for a promotion. But when God sees you getting to work a little earlier, that's huge. When you get to work a little earlier rather than always late. See, God sees you when you get to work a little earlier because you've been praying for a promotion. When he sees you, keep quiet when you would rather give your wife a piece of your mind, even though you don't have many pieces in your mind left to give. God sees that action to your faith because you've been praying for a better marriage. You understand? Otherwise, we can pray and pray and pray, but nothing changes. We say, God, how come? God looks at you and me and says, how come? Because there's that missing key that's a critical part of faith. When you pass by the dessert table and you, just say, get thee behind me, Satan, and you keep going. God sees that because you've been praying about losing weight. God sees that action. Oh, now we're getting down to business, aren't we? All right, so we better move on. When God sees that you're willing to give, even though you have just as many needs as anybody else, and you give out of faith, not out of abundance. Anybody can give out of abundance, but you begin to give by faith. God sees that, and something takes place. And that's why Malachi 3 says, bring your tithe into the storehouse, and see if I'll not pour out for you the windows of heaven, a blessing that you can't even contain. I remember when I was about 6 months old, and the Lord... A friend came to me and said, Wayne, are you tithing yet? I said, tithing? I don't have enough money to tithe. I hardly make anything. I make 50 bucks. At that time, I was making 50 bucks a month. Making 50 bucks a month. He said, you can give five. I said, I can't spare five. He says, you have to learn to give out of faith. I said, well, when I get more, I'll give. No, he says, you don't give out of abundance. You give out of faith. Because if you're waiting to give when it's abundant, when is enough going to be enough? And you'll never give out of faith. And even if you give out of abundance, God doesn't recognize that because the scripture says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to him must believe that he is. When you are abundant, no. Believe when you are barren. And so now is the time to learn to give out of faith, not out of abundance. And when you do, watch what happens. I said, whoa, when God gives to me more, I'll give him more. Yeah, it's kind of like standing in front of a fireplace and you're freezing in the middle of winter and you say to the fireplace, give me heat and then I'll give you some wood. No, it doesn't happen that way, does it? Well, when God... I remember the story of this guy. These preachers were talking and there was a Baptist preacher and a Pentecostal preacher and a Portuguese preacher. And they said, well, how do you split up the offering, you know, your salary versus the church? And one guy said, well, the Baptist said, well, I draw a circle 3 feet in diameter and I take the offering and I throw it up and whatever lands inside that circle goes to God and whatever rolls outside I take. Oh, they said, that's so wonderful. And the Pentecostal preacher said, oh, I draw a circle a foot in diameter. I throw the money up, and whatever lands outside the circle goes to God, and whatever stays in that little one goes to me. Oh, and they said, how do you do it? And the Portuguese preacher said, I don't draw no circle. I just throw the money up. Whatever God catches, he can keep. That's the same kind of faith a lot of times we have, where it's sort of like, when I get more, I'll give more. That never happens. And so he said, you start to give out of faith, not out of abundance. And I remember when I, at that time, I made a decision. I'm going to start tithing, even though I don't have much. And lo and behold, within a year and a half, Anna and I, an opportunity opened up. We bought our first house and then sold it for twice as much, bought another. Since that time, I've counted, we have flipped over 12 houses and continued to increase the profits. And I look now at what God has given. It's more than all that I had tithed. It's sort of like, you can never outgive me, Wayne, if you learn to give by faith and not by abundance. And the time to learn that is now. You see, I had to put action to my faith. Did I believe it? Yeah, I believed it. But where's the action? When I put action to faith, bang, something extraordinary began to take place. God's already given to you everything you need. Question is, are you going to possess it? It's going to require action. Let's read this next verse and you'll see. Go. The Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go. Stop there. What did he say? Arise, go. What was that? Arise. He's going to say, you're going to need action. You're going to need action. Let's continue. Over this Jordan, you and all this people into the land of the promised land. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. And notice he says, every place that the sole of your foot will step upon, I will give it to you. No, it says, I have, read it again. Every place where the sole of your foot treads, I have already given to you. What is he saying? I've already given to you this land, but you're going to release the potential of that promise when you take action and take possession of it. God has given to you promises to your marriage. Question is, are you taking possession of it? Well, I've been praying for my marriage to get better. Are you in a marriage class? Oh, I'm just hoping and believing for it to get better. Go get into a marriage class. Well, it's not my fault, it's her. Shut up. Get into a marriage class. Oh, well, what if it's not that good? No. It has nothing to do with the class. It has everything to do with the action of your faith. You're adding action to your faith. And it is God who gives the abundance, not some teacher or instructor. Don't wait for some world-class marriage counselor to show up. You go because it has little to do with that human being in the front of the class. It has a whole lot more to do with the action you're putting to the faith inside your soul. That's the key. And that's why we find here, would you write down, here's the whole lesson of Joshua. He's going to say, faith is intentional. Faith is intentional. It's not automatic. It's not accidental. It's intentional. Every place whereupon the sole of your foot treads, here it is, potential promise. Boom, reality here and now. Potential promise. Boom, here and now. Here's what he's saying. Joshua, Moses lived for 40 years on the promise. It's time for you to take possession of the promise. He lived on the promises. You will now take possession of the promises. We're doing that as a church. For the last 20 years here at New Hope, God's given us promises. And now in this next season, as we take a look at this building and the generations beyond, God is saying, it's time you're going to possess the promise. You're going to grab a hold of it. And so it's a time for us to, it's going to be a time in your marriage where everything was good for a while and doesn't go good, and you're believing and hoping and believing and hoping. God's saying that the missing key is action. Put action to it. Begin to do that and see. Story is told of a guy that was smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day, a true story, and he'd been praying and praying and praying to God would cut that out. But rhythmically, he just finished off 3 packs a day until one day he said, you know, I've got to start putting some action. So not big, just some action to my faith, because I've been believing for God to deliver me. So what he did is when he opened the pack of cigarettes, he'd throw 3 cigarettes away, just tossed them. and then smoke the rest and finish off the other two packs. And but every pack he opened, whether it's the first, second, or third, the first three cigarettes he threw away. And after a few months, he realized he didn't miss those three cigarettes at all. And so he went from three to six cigarettes. He just tossed them when he opened the pack. And after a while, he went from three packs to two packs, and then two packs to one pack. And then he was completely delivered, never turned again. And he thought, you know, it was when I began to put what to my faith? Even a little bit. Deliverance started. Healing started. Praying is fabulous. We endorse that and we encourage you. Believing for stuff is fabulous. But when God sees action, which means faith becoming intentional, everything starts to change. That's the missing key. Let's read this next scripture in Joshua 1:7. Go. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. What kind of success?
Good.
What kind?
Good.
Yeah, you can have bad success. You can have manipulated success. You can have a coercive or crafty success, or you can have good success. If you want God to bless you, the Bible says this: the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. When God blesses you with good success, there's no sorrow to it. You can get success another way, but it'll tear your marriage up, it'll ruin your kids, or you'll get bucks and power, but it'll destroy you on the inside, and it'll erode your soul. But if you do it God's way, whether it's your marriage or your dating, I tell you, if you want God's blessings, you got to do it God's way. And then he gives you not just success, he gives you good success. For the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. And so he's saying to Joshua, Joshua, what I've commanded you, you take action, but it's correct action according to the laws of God. Because some people just take action, they just push God aside and say, oh, no. You make sure that you do it right. And then he said, if you do, I will be with you wherever you go. I'll be with you. When you take that stance, I'll be there. And I will turn what was potential into that which is reality. Take that which is promise, and I'll turn it into something that is present. And it is your action that changes it from something latent to something that is here and now. But it requires that piece of action. And Joshua, his name isn't mentioned in Hebrews 11, but his action is. Oh, that's so cool. If you're here today and you say, Wayne, I need to put action to my faith because I believe that God is real. And I want to open my heart to receive him as Lord and Savior. So I'm going to put action to that. And I'm going to raise my hand and say, Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and give me a new beginning. If that's you right now, raise a hand. Yep. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, you're putting action to your faith, and that's when things start to happen. That's when it happens. Yep. All right. So many. Now, you might be a Christian here and you say, you know, Wayne, I believe, and I believe hard sometimes, and I hope, and I trust, and I pray, but God is speaking to me that in every one of those areas, I need to insert action, so that I can possess the promise that God has for me, not just hope for the promise. I want to start possessing those promises. I'm a Christian, but God, I need your help to put action to my faith. That's that missing key. Would you help me? If that's you, would you raise a hand and put action to that? Say, yep, Lord, that's me. That's me. Yep. Pray this after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came and you died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. A person with faith and action. Forgive me of my sins. I receive you as Lord and Savior. And I say this so everybody hears me. So you hear me. So I can hear myself. And the devil hears. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to Him. And that's a cry of our heart, Lord Jesus. Thank you for hearing us and moving on our behalf as we put action to our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've just heard a message entitled Faith Lessons from Joshua by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Now for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.